we're going to talk about vegetables here for a minute. What's a little vegetable that is kind of peppery? It's really just a root. It grows underground. It's small and it's red.
Radishes.
Okay. What about the kinds that you got so many of in your garden now and you're giving us? They're soft and red and you put them in sandwiches.
Oh, tomatoes.
What do you distinguish between a regular sized tomato and a really tiny tomato?
The little tiny tomato is a salad tomato.
Do you call anything besides a salad tomato? Just salad tomato.
Well, that's what I call it. I really don't know what the right name is.
Well, that's one that it's called. I just want. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Mm-mm.
Never heard tomatoes?
Well, I've heard tomatoes, but I thought that meant either size, you know, either kind. Tomatoes.
Oh, is that
the
right?
Large or the small?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But small ones are.
It's the little salad tomato. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes if you're serving meat, and like we mentioned this a while ago, you didn't want to eat rice with them, but you wanted some starch. You'd have vegetable and you'd have what also?
Now, repeat that.
Okay,
I didn't get
that. I kind of didn't say that too well. You're going to serve a meat, and you're going to serve vegetable, and what do you serve with it? Maybe bread?
Ash potatoes.
Okay. You can also have a potato that has yellow meat. What do you call those?
That's sweet potatoes.
Okay. You ever heard the other names for those?
Yams.
Okay. What do you grow in the garden that is, when you peel it or cut it, it makes you get all teary-eyed?
Onions.
Okay. What about a little young, fresh onion? What would you call that?
I don't know what you would call a young... Fresh onions is what I call them when they're young. First come in, I'd say, oh, we got some fresh onions.
Okay. If you were going to make vegetable soup, tell me what you would do. What vegetables would you fix? How would you do that?
Well, I'd use tomatoes, and I'd use corn, I'd use okra, and I'd use butter beans, and I'd use carrots, and I'd use iced potatoes, and cabbage, and I'd have vegetable soup. It would be thick.
Okay.
And if you want some meat to go along with that, just put you some ground beef in there and cook it, and you've got a meal.
Mm-hmm. If you had an apple sitting out too long and it had all dried up on the outside, you might say the skin of that dried apple is all...
It's rotten.
Okay. What if you sat in the bathtub for too long and when you got out, you know how your skin looks all funny? What do you say it's done?
All swiveled up.
What's that? What would you say?
All swiveled up.
Okay. What's a kind of vegetable that comes in heads and it's really leafy and not lettuce? What's that?
It's a cabbage.
Okay. I want you to fill in the word here. Would you say, what would you say here? Oh, hold on a second. Alright, you say you're going to talk about the size of the cabbage, you know? You would look at them and you'd say, these
are small cabbage, or these are large cabbage.
Okay. Suppose you said these cabbage, then how would you finish your sentence?
These cabbage, you talk about size?
Mm-hmm.
These cabbage are small.